read. The stories are carefully written at a low intermediate level, A2 to B1, equivalent to JLPT N4 in the case of Japanese, so that you can concentrate on the topic without being distracted by difficult vocabulary. The chapters are short, around 200 words, so you can easily complete one chapter per day without it becoming overwhelming. Simple practice exercises give you the chance to test your understanding as you go. The point is to flex your learning muscles by being active in the learning process rather than just reading the story passively. If you can commit to spending 30 days with this book, the results will be transformative. The expectation is not that you will develop complete mastery within 30 days, but rather that you will develop a native-like understanding of the topic, one that you cannot get from conscious learning. With this native-like understanding, you'll be better able to use the language instinctively, automatically, and without thinking over time, and this paves the way to reaching higher levels of fluency. Just like a child's learning, the 30 days of this challenge will not be a linear process. Expect bumps along the way. You will notice the main effects of this book only when the 30 days are complete, as it's the cumulative effect of the study, not any single day's study, that delivers the transformation. As such, don't worry if there are days when nothing seems to make sense. After helping thousands of students to reach their language goals, I found that the most successful students are those who learn to be happy with ambiguity and trust in the process. Your secret weapon will be consistency. So come back every day and let story learning do the work. The six-step listening process. Here is my suggested six-step process for making the most of the 30-day mastery series. 1. Read the language overview. This will make you aware of all the key facts and rules relating to the topic of the book. Don't worry about learning or memorizing this information. It's intended as a signpost and meant to give you an awareness of the topic that will help focus your attention as you listen and engage your whole brain in the learning. 2. Listen to the short plot summary at the beginning of the story. This sets the context for the story and will help you understand what you hear. 3. Listen to each chapter all the way through without stopping. Your aim is simply to reach the end of the chapter, so don't worry if there are things you don't understand. Simply try to follow the gist of the story. 4. Go back and listen to the same chapter a second time. This time, try to actively notice where the language topic appears. Ask yourself questions like, why is this being used here? What meaning does it convey? And is there a particular form or variation being used? In the early chapters, you might like to refer back to the language overview to remind yourself of the key information. But don't slip into study mode here. Your job is to be curious. Ask why, and stay focused on enjoying the story. 5. Complete the practice exercises at the end of the chapter. These are optional, but you may find that some deliberate practice helps engage your brain and speed up learning. 6. Come back the next day. Remember, the value from this audiobook comes from using it consistently over 30 days, not from intensive study of each chapter. So once you've completed chapter 1, put your headphones down and come back the next day. You should follow the same process every day for the remaining chapters. Remember, story learning works gradually, not overnight. At every stage of the process, there will inevitably be words and phrases you do not understand, or passages you find confusing. Instead of worrying about the things you don't understand, try to focus instead on everything that you do understand and set your sights on completing the entire 30-day course. Note, if you have the accompanying book, you should listen while reading at every stage of the process. Having the full book also allows you to easily review chapters you have already studied and to add another level to your learning process.
Caccia al ladro. Capitolo 1. Giuditta e Tommaso. Giuditta e Tommaso hanno 10 anni, frequentano la stessa scuola e sono vicini.